This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 10. It says there, "And it was right and proper that God, who made everything for His own glory, should allow Jesus to suffer. For in doing this, He was bringing vast multitudes of God's people to heaven. For His suffering made Jesus a perfect leader, one fit to bring them into their salvation." End of quote. TLB. God has a bigger plan and purpose that we can see in all aspects of our life. Nothing happens to you and me without His understanding and pre-approval. The incarnation and earthly life of Jesus were not different. Our today's insight says it was right and proper that God, who made everything for His own glory, should allow Jesus to suffer. Please stop and think about it. Was it right and proper for God to allow Jesus to suffer? Our word says, yes, it was. When you and I go through difficult and painful circumstances, we always question God why He allowed this to happen to us, don't we? However, remember, Jesus could see the purpose of God in His suffering. What was the purpose behind the suffering of Jesus? It says right there, "For in doing this, He was bringing vast multitude of God's people to heaven." This was the purpose of God behind allowing the cruel suffering to Jesus. Secondly, it says, Jesus' suffering made Him a perfect leader, one fit to bring them into their salvation. Another translation says He became the pathfinder for many to come to God and receive God's salvation and eternal life. You see, it was right and proper that God allowed Jesus to suffer, because by the suffering of Jesus, He became a perfect leader, pathfinder, or the perfect savior for peoples and multitude of peoples to come to heaven. In short, the sufferings of Jesus made Him fit to bring them into their salvation. Amid severe suffering and pain, Jesus did not focus on it. He looked past the suffering and pain to the glorious results coming out of it. The same applies to each one of us. Your circumstances are not hopeless, gloomy, or desolate. Jesus could have thought the same way. However, He refused to give Himself to such thinking of anguish and dejection. He saw the purpose of God and the future reward behind His suffering. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:8-10 that even though He was Son, Jesus learned obedience from what He suffered. And once made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him, and was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. You see, the suffering and obedience in suffering have significant potential of reward if you look past and focus on the ultimate good results coming out of it. The lowliness of Jesus was beyond the comprehension to any human mind. You can read about it in Philippians 2:6-8. It says there, "Jesus, being the eternal Son of God, being in very nature equal to God, took the very nature of a man. More than, He became a servant of all. He was obedient to death, even death on a cross." That is mind-boggling, from the position of the eternal Son of God to a man, a servant, obedient to God in all sufferings and pain, to death, even death on a cross. In the process of it all, He weighed the purpose of God behind His sufferings and pain very highly. To become a perfect Savior, to bring many to God by offering perfect salvation. You see, only a perfect Savior can offer perfect salvation. Through the suffering, He proved Himself and designated by God the Father to be the perfect and only Savior of humankind. The Bible says, because of His perfect obedience to the lowliness, sufferings, and pain, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth, and under the earth. Every tongue acknowledges that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. You see, one day every knee will bow, all in heaven and on earth and under the earth, before Jesus. He will be acknowledged as the Lord and Savior of all. Beloved, your sufferings may be too hard to explain. I am not belittling it. However, as we all increasingly learn and understand, we can endure many sufferings and pain that we once thought we would not be able to. And God always has a bigger plan and purpose behind it. You see, He makes you perfect through your obedience in the midst of suffering. I faced with life situations that looked unbearable and hopeless, to be frank with you. However, when I thought I could not bear it anymore, somehow God would make my feet like the deer's feet and enable me to tread on heights with the right response of faith and trust in Him. Did you also notice God made Jesus the perfect Savior, the source of eternal salvation? Did you know God designated Jesus as the high priest between humanity and God, not in the order of any human priests, but in the order of the Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness, without the father or mother, without genealogy, without the beginning of days and end of life, who remains the priest forever? Hebrews 7:3. Would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, help me in my suffering to see your purpose and plan. May I focus not on the immediate aspects, but the future and final results. Lord, I agree I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins and help me to respond with faith and obedience. I believe Jesus is the perfect Savior, source of eternal salvation, and the High Priest forever by His death, burial, and resurrection for my sins and mistakes. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.